Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome into The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. And Happy New Year. Yes, 2020 is behind us. And 2021, we are hopeful that things are much better this year. It is Rob Parker and my main man, TJ Houshmandzadeh, the former All-Pro wide receiver. Good morning, TJ, and Happy New Year to you.
Man, Rob, what's going on? Good morning and Happy New Year to yourself as well and to all the listeners out there. Happy New Year. Hope you enjoyed yourself, but you were safe at the same time.
No doubt about it. Man, TJ, we have so much to do, so much to talk about on this New Year's Day on the Dan Patrick Show. And TJ, for people don't know, TJ and I are partners. We do a fun podcast called the Lemon Pepper Parlay Podcast. It's on the Extra Points Podcast Network, TJ, right? We try to help people if they trying to put...
We don't try. We actually give them some pretty good bets, man. If people have been listening and following, they can attest to that. Now, we have our slip-ups as well.
Yes,
and,
we do.
We try to limit those, but for the most part, man, we on the money with it. No pun intended.
No doubt about it. So you can download that, check that out. Also, TJ and I have another connection. We both have Cincinnati roots. TJ, of course, played in Cincinnati for a long time. TJ, right? Cincinnati has a fond place in your heart.
That was my where I got my chance. I got started at. Always, always, always will have a place, at least for me and my memories in how I got going and got started in the NFL. I don't have a favorite football team, but if I did, it would probably be the Bengals. I root for them pretty much every week. I spent the majority of my career with them, and I would like to see them do well, and hopefully that time is coming soon.
Yeah, you know, not this year, but down the road, maybe it can happen. And as you know, I worked in Cincinnati. It was only 2 years, but two of the best years of my career. And I've been doing this for 35 years, but I covered the Cincinnati Reds. TJ, I was the first African-American to cover the Cincinnati Reds on a daily basis back in 1991. I worked at the Cincinnati Inquirer, and I enjoyed it so much. One last thing before we get rolling on college football playoff preview. We're going to talk about the big games, Notre Dame, Alabama, and, of course, Ohio State and Clemson. But New Year's Day tradition, I don't know if you had any in your family, TJ, but when I was growing up in New York City, my mom was from the South, Alabama, and our traditional meal on New Year's Day, pig's feet and potato salad. Have you ever had pig's feet?
You know, my mother used to make pig's feet here and there, but I've never tried it. I'm such a picky eater, man. But no, I've never tried pig's feet, never will. But my mother would, I mean, she eating chitlins and pig's feet and hog mogs and all that. I never tried any of that.
I got to admit, like, I would never eat chitlins. My mom would make chitlins. You remember, TJ, how it would stink up the house.
Oh, man, you open all the windows.
Right.
Open up all the windows.
And for people who don't know what chitlins are, they're pig intestines. And you have to clean those things so thoroughly in order to eat them. I never, the smell was horrendous as a kid. I just wouldn't touch them. But I got to admit, pig's feet, my late mom, when she made them, I used to eat them, man, especially on New Year's Day. So there you go. But all right, let's get into some college football. And here we go again. Notre Dame, number 4 against Alabama in the Rose Bowl, and Ohio State and Clemson, Ohio State number 3, Clemson number 2 in the Sugar Bowl. And TJ, I don't know about you, enough with the Notre Dame love and why we have to watch them again get blown out in the big game. Who's looking forward to this game? Are you looking forward to Notre Dame against Alabama? Are you expecting an upset? Are you expecting a good football game to pull your TV close to you and get on your recliner and relax on a New Year's Day and watch a great college football game? We all know in college football America, it ain't going to happen.
Man, no, 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 no. And that's... The people that are looking forward to this are the Notre Dame alums, and it's no knock on Notre Dame. It kind of sucks that they have to play Alabama. The last two times Notre Dame has been in this situation, they've gotten blown out. Alabama is just that good, but I get it, and that's the thing. I do get why Notre Dame is playing in this game over, say, a Texas A&M.
Or Cincinnati.
Now, Cincinnati, people will say, oh, if they had to play the schedule that Notre Dame played, they wouldn't be undefeated. They wouldn't be where they are. May or may not be true. We will never know that. But you didn't want to see A&M in Alabama again. We saw what happened when they played earlier in the season. But this can be this could also be a good thing, though, because, again, 2018, when Notre Dame played, I believe they lost 30-3. Alabama's a 20-point favorite.
This is what I'm saying. This is a playoff game. It ain't a regular season game. These are supposed to be the four best football teams in college football.
There's no way that if this is quote unquote the final four and one team is a 20-point favorite. And so you're basically saying, oh, this is going to be a non-competitive game. And if not Notre Dame, to me, the question would be who? And so until they put a non-Power 5 school in it, you just can't campaign for that. Like, you can't campaign for Cincinnati because they haven't done it. They haven't.
Okay, let me just give you this. I get it. All right, they're not playing the same schedule, but this is supposed to be the college football playoff, right? So why are you discounting what Cincinnati's doing? I'll just give you a little rundown. All right, the Bearcats were 9-0. They won the American Athletic Conference Championship. Cincinnati recorded 3 victories over ranked opponents, 7 wins by 14 points or more, and posted an average margin of victory of 23.3. Okay? It's coming off consecutive 11-win seasons. And since 2018, the team, Cincinnati, is 31-5 under Luke Fickle. All, my only point is, then why are they playing if none of this matters? Okay? It's not like they just had one fluke season out of nowhere or whatever. My only point is, if we're only going to pick the top four schools or whatever that you want every year and it's the same, TJ, this is boring to me.
It is the same
teams. It's the same teams. It's the Invitational. It's the Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State Invitational, and then they pick one other school, right? Ohio State's in no matter what. Ohio State could have played two games, and they would have put them in.
Ohio State is one of the best four teams in college football. I believe they deserve to be in. And they couldn't control.
No, I get it.
They couldn't control how many games they played. And I'm with you, though. There's going to come a point in time, and it probably should have been this year, where the amount of games that Cincinnati played compared to others, and Notre Dame did play a full schedule. And they'll say, oh, Ohio State didn't. It doesn't matter to me because you want the best four teams. And maybe Notre Dame surprises us and puts up a
you
fight and gives
it.
Us – no, I don't.
You don't believe
I don't.
I was gonna
I don't
say,
at
don't
all.
Believe
but
it.
Maybe it's possible. What you would like to see, if they're going to continue down this path of not giving a non-Power 5 school an opportunity, these non-Power 5 schools need to just start their own thing because they're fighting uphill and they're never going to get to the top. If they don't expand it or give one of these teams an opportunity, because if they get blown out, oh, okay, so is Notre Dame.
No doubt. And
you
what's
gotta
the
give
difference?
Them a chance. You have
what's,
to give
what's
them
the
that.
Difference, TJ, there's, if Cincinnati, Texas A&M, or the only difference is Notre Dame has a huge following. They got their own TV network, games on NBC, right? They have more cachet. They got more tradition. But the facts remain they haven't won anything since 1988. I mean 1988.
It's
Rocket Ishmael. I covered him in high school.
I mean,
TJ.
I blew Notre Dame out when I was in college. We didn't have a college football playoff, but it was the BCS era back then. Notre Dame, to shut us up, needs to put in a type of game to where it's like, oh, man, that was a pretty good game. They lost.
How about a win?
They're not going to win.
Why?
They just need to be competitive.
Wait a minute. Have you ever heard of upsets? That's what makes sports. That's why we're all in the sports.
I have, but have you seen Alabama play this year?
Do you remember when the Giants beat the 18-0 Patriots? The Patriots were steamrolling everybody, TJ. You remember that year? They were winning. They were scoring 35 points a game. Randy Moss, Tom Brady. It was embarrassing. I remember when Plaxico Burress predicted the score and said that the Giants would win 17-14. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
and then Tom Brady laughed in the press conference. He goes, we're only scoring 14 points? Yeah, Tom Brady, you only scored 14 points.
I hope Notre Dame has Michael Strahan, Justin Tuck, Antonio Pierce, and those guys on defense. I hope if they have that, then obviously they have a chance. But Notre Dame is a good team, and Alabama is going to show them that they don't belong on the same field as them later today. At least that's my belief. And so, like Luke Fickle and the Cincinnati Bearcats, they're going to watch that game and say, we would have put up a better game than that.
Right.
And a lot of people
we could have lost by 25, too. Seriously.
But the Bearcats they're strong defensively. And so, but could they be strong defensively against an Alabama whose backups would be starters at the majority of these other schools? And so, Notre Dame, I really do hope they put up a competitive game because I'm looking forward to watching these games. I want to see some competitive games, but I just don't see it happening at all. And Notre Dame fans, don't get mad at me. I'm just calling it how I see it. And you guys probably feel the same way. You just won't say it.
No doubt about it. It is the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh. filling in for Dan and the Danettes on this January 1st, New Year's Day. And we want to hear from you. Get involved, 877-996-6369, 877-99 on Fox. We'll take your calls next. And we want to know, do you really want to see Notre Dame get thrashed by Alabama? Would you have rather seen a different team? Or are you good with the beatdown on New Year's Day? Is this good for you? Is this good for college football? We'll do that and much more. It is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Ever wonder just how far an extra mile really goes? Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out. They offer a variety of vans like the durable Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or versatile Mercedes-Benz Metris, each tailored to match your work or play lifestyle with options like blind spot assistance and active lane keeping assist plus MBUX voice command technology for directions, weather forecast, comfort control, and more. Now, what better way to go the extra mile than in your very own uplifted Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, upfitted Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van? You could also win by entering Fox Sports Radio's Ultimate Tailgate Rig Sweepstakes.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
It is the Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio, on your January 1st, New Year's Day. Rob Parker and T.J. Houshmandzadeh filling in for Dan and the Danettes. Our telephone number, 877-996-6369, 877-99 on Fox, talking about the blowout that we are expecting with number one Alabama against Notre Dame, number four. And T.J., in the other game, it's number three Ohio against number two Clemson, the Sugar Bowl. And there were a little war of words. Dabo Sweeney, the Clemson coach, in his ranking or his ranking of the teams, he put Ohio State at number 11, which is something. Let's hear what Ryan Day had to say about that.
Did you take offense to the fact that he voted you guys number 11 in the coaches poll, even though he explained his reasoning? And are you just thankful he's not on the college football playoff selection committee?
Well, yeah, I would say that. I'm happy that that's not the case. I will say this, being at the bowl game last year at the Fiesta Bowl and then having an opportunity to go on a trip, coach's trip this offseason with Dabo and his wife, they were very graceful to Nina and I. And being a young coach and Nina trying to find her way as the wife of the head coach of Ohio State, there's only a few people in the country that really can share the same experiences. And they've been unbelievable to us just in terms of giving advice. And it's a very highly competitive environment we live in. I mean, that's the way it goes. But at the end of the day, you know, we're all human, and appreciated the way that, you know, he really gave great counsel, and he's been nothing but a pro.
Hey, he didn't answer the question, did he? TJ, he just basically was like trying to be nice. What did you make of that? Does that Dabo Sweeney was trying to get Ohio State out the way to make it an easier path for him, knowing that, you know, he could lose to Ohio State? Or was he legit with picking him number 11?
Nah, Dabo's tripping. He knows good and well Ohio State is not the 11th best team in college football. Ohio State had no control over how many games they played.
And right, we are in the middle of a pandemic, right?
They had no control. And the crazy part is, all these coaches are the first ones to tell you, control what you can control. Don't worry about what you can't control. Control the controllables. You know how many coaches would say that in meetings? And so for Dabo to say, well, they didn't play enough games, could they really control that, Dabo, in this pandemic that's going on? Absolutely not. And so I won a really good game. And what happens when, or if, not when, if, because Clemson has a hell of a team. What happens if Ohio State wins? Then what? You lost to the 11th ranked team, Dabo. So were you guys really not deserving to be in it, considering you had them as the 11th best team?
That's a great point, because then they can use that, Ohio State. You know that. They always talk about billboard material or whatever. But that is a great point, TJ, that if Ohio State throttles Clemson, then what? Dabo has to answer to that. How did you lose to the number 11 team? Because that would be my question in the press conference, right? And you know what my first question would be? Do you still think Ohio State is the 11th best team in the country? If so, what does that make you? That would be my question.
Right. And if he says no, then it's like, oh, so you didn't really think they were going into it. You just didn't want to play them. You appreciate the honesty, but I guess he was honest because he knew it was going to become public record, public knowledge. And so he probably just got out in front of it. I don't get that. He knows Ohio State is one of the better teams in college football. That's the game that I'm actually looking forward to watching is Ohio State Clemson. Because if you remember last year's game, if they score, Clemson comes back and takes the lead.
Right.
Justin Field is assuming that receiver is going to stay on the post because he had beat him earlier and he kind of just went back outside and Justin Fields let the ball go in anticipation, interception to end the game. And I'm sure Ohio State remembers that. And this game here, I'm actually really, really looking forward to watching this game.
How big is it for Justin Fields? Just as going forward, everybody knows he's a talented guy. Also, Ohio State quarterbacks aren't getting much love these days. We just saw what happened with Dwayne Haskins with the Washington football team. How big is this for Justin Fields, this game?
It's huge for Justin Fields because the last time that we saw him playing football, it wasn't his best game. He didn't play particularly well. And I believe people started to overanalyze, and I might be one of those people, and say, is he worthy of being the second quarterback selected after Trevor Lawrence? And so if he puts on a great display, puts on a great performance today, those questions won't be at the forefront. It's, okay, he played a really good game.
Or if he plays poorly, right, then you'll be like, okay.
Because he played pretty good last year. It's going to be I don't see him playing bad. He played pretty well last year, and so you come back with more experience, with an understanding of how they played you last year. They had some success with that. You would assume they're going to try to do some of the same things. But Ryan Day said they pretty much have a full deck that they're playing with. They're at full strength for the most part. And so this will be good on good. And Justin Fields, in my opinion, he does need to play well because I think some questions need to be answered on his behalf of, is he this type of player heading into the draft if that's what he chooses to do?
It is Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. The flip side, the pro side, is should the Jets take him? We just heard Sam Darnold, who made a plea that he wants to stay in New York and the best is yet to come. If you're the Jets and Justin Fields is sitting there, TJ, and you're the general manager, what are you doing?
I'm not taking Justin Fields. I'm not taking a quarterback at all.
You like Sam Darnold. You've seen this guy play. Part of him reminds me of Jared Goff, and I know he hasn't played well of late, but when he was with
Jeff Fisher,
and I thought he was a bust, TJ. I thought he couldn't play. You remember how terrible the offense was? And then Sean McVay shows up, and then all of a sudden Jared Goff leads the Rams to the fifth greatest offense in the history of the NFL. So I think the same thing with Sam Darnold. We do have Sam Darnold's making a case to stay in New York.
I'm a Jet now. I know we all like to think of hypotheticals and what ifs, but I'm a Jet right now, and I love being here. I love the guys in the locker room, and I love going to work every single day here. I absolutely believe my best days are ahead, and I'm just going to continue to work and put, like I said, put that work in to get better and improve every single year.
There's Sam Darnold. Where are you? You're a Sam Darnold guy.
I like Sam Darnold as a player. He's athletic. He can get outside the pocket. He can do a lot of things. And people got, like, he's still young. I believe he's 23 years old. He's young. You got guys coming into the league at 23. But when you look at the New York Football Jets, as you would say, the Jetropolitans.
That's right. For people who don't know, the Mets' real name is Metropolitans, the Mets. So that's why we call them the Jetropolitans.
And when you – this is no disrespect to the guys they have on their team, but just look at their skilled players and say, could he start on another team? What team could their skilled players start on? And if you look at it, you'll say none of them.
Yeah, the cupboard is bare. There's no doubt about it. And
then all their good players, they get rid. You get rid of Jamal Adams, dumb. You get rid of Leonard Williams, dumb again. It's like, what are you guys doing? You're getting rid of your good players. And these players are going to other teams and being successful. And so, but offensively, he does not have. I mean, you look at Josh Allen a year ago, and you look at him now with Stephon Diggs. It's a completely different player.
When you have talent, it does make a difference, right? If you have people to throw to.
It's a huge difference. He does not have the guys around him that other guys have. Now, he plays a part in this. He could be playing better, but he knows what he's working with, and he probably tries to do too much because he knows what he has on his side. And that's no knock on him. That's just reality. That's just the reality of the situation.
And the other thing, too, is Adam Gase, who should be fired, I believe is going to be fired after the season for the Jets. I mean, he also has a tattered past of guys who have left his toolage,
very recently.
Right. Ryan Tannehill couldn't get anything done in Miami under Adam Gase. I think he's pretty good, right?
Look at him now.
Right. So that's what I'm saying is maybe if you get from underneath Adam Gase, there's a chance that with the right guy for Sam Darnold, and then they go out and add a receiver or two or through free agency or the draft or whatever. And the Jets have a number of free picks, top picks coming up that they have. So they're in position to add some. So that's why I'm with you. I would not give up on Sam Darnold.
No, I like Darnold. He was a high draft pick for a reason. And I say this all the time. These quarterbacks get way too much credit when things go well. And they take way too much of the blame when things go bad. But it's part of the territory. But no, I'm not drafting a quarterback if I'm the Jets, because he's going to be in the same situation that Sam Darnold is in today in 3 years. And it's going to be, oh, man, this guy's not very good. Oh, we need to move and get another quarterback. No, you need to surround him with players that can help him win games, and he can be what you thought he was going to be when you drafted him.
How about Trevor Lawrence? Can he live up to the hype? I mean, obviously, he's the consensus number one pick. Looks like he'll be headed to the Jaguars. There was some talk that he didn't want to go to the Jets. Remember that story? And that when the Jets had the first overall pick, that he might use his leverage not to go there. And now, instead of going to New York, the media capital of the world, you're headed to Jacksonville, Florida, and a franchise that, you know, even when times are good, TJ, can't sell tickets, so much so that they have every year two games in Europe and one game on Mars. I mean, they do anything they can to have games not in Jacksonville. Can he live up to all the hype? Is he that great?
He looks to be, that's for sure. What we've seen and what I've seen in college football at Clemson, he looks to be the part. But again, when you look at it, he's going to be in a division with the Tennessee Titans, pretty good. Indianapolis Colts, pretty good. Houston Texans, not very good, but a stud quarterback.
Right.
And so that division alone is going to be tough. But then you look at, I've had the Jets not won as many games as of late, he would be competing with the Bills, the Patriots, and the Dolphins. So there's nothing easy in the NFL. But I believe he'll have a ton of success. Jacksonville has shown recently that they could win and do well. They just can't sustain.
They should have won a couple years ago. If you remember,
they
were up 20-10 in the fourth quarter up in New England. And the defense, which had been so good, gave it up, right, in the fourth quarter. They were leading 20-10 in that game.
They got a little excited, probably got a tad bit conservative. They didn't think that the Patriots could come back. And they cost themselves an opportunity to advance and knock the Patriots out. And since then, they also have gotten rid of a lot of good players. Leonard Fournette, Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell, and Ngakoue. They've gotten rid of a ton of players. And so they could win there. And Trevor Lawrence, you don't know if Doug Marrone's going to be back. You would assume he's not. who's going to be the next head coach, what system do they implement. But if you can get one of the better quarterbacks in a long time to come out as your first pick and your cornerstone of your organization, that's a great start.
No doubt. But the college football playoff, we'll get to watch some of these guys play. So you're looking forward to the Ohio State Clemson. Are you expecting anything, TJ, other than Alabama and Clemson again? Is that what you're expecting?
No, I'm not.
Or is there a chance of Ohio State upsetting Clemson?
Yes, I'm expecting Alabama for sure. Who they play, I don't know. And that's why I'm looking forward to that game, because I believe it's going to be very competitive. Ohio State can match up with Clemson and vice versa. They both have great athletes, speed, depth, good quarterback play. And so that's why that game is going to be, in my opinion, one to see. I just hope, you know, it lives up to what I expect it to be. That's all.
All right. It is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns. Will they blow this, TJ? And the five AFC teams that are all 10-5, which one of them will be on the outside looking in? That and much more. It is New Year's Day here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay, America.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. and it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
It is the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Dan and the Danettes on January 1st, 2021. Yes, New Year's Day. And, of course, the big game, college football games coming up, the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl later today. But we are talking NFL playoffs. Before we get there, TJ, man, you got an admirer on Twitter, and we bring in our producer, Gavin. Gavin, they're loving TJ. They hate me, huh? Is that what this,
I wouldn't say they hate you, but this comes from one Don C. Williams on Twitter. Okay, Rob, I have to give you credit. Your boy TJ has surpassed you as my favorite FSR personality. It was sheer brilliance for him to bring up a point no one else has. If Dabo loses to Ohio State, does that make him the number 11 team in the nation? The brilliance is in. It's so obvious.
Look at that, TJ. They love you.
I need to get on Twitter, man. I need to be seeing this myself. I appreciate the nice words.
That's you know what? Not bad. That would be like, you know, TJ, you just you throwing touchdowns instead of catching them. You know what I mean? So, very nice. Thank you on Twitter for, you know, talking about my partner and telling how brilliant you were. That was a good point. All right, let's turn to the NFL, a place where you played and made a career. All right, it's all set up for the Browns, TJ. All they got to do is win. They're in. They're playing the Steelers, who have nothing to play for, basically. They've already decided that Ben Roethlisberger will not be under center, and it's Mason Rudolph, and they're going to rest some other players. Can the Browns blow this? And, you know, is that good when the other team is pulling out guys?
Is it good?
Yeah.
It's great if you're the Cleveland Browns. You're like, pull everybody out. We don't care how we get in. We just want to get in. Say what you say. I don't care. If I'm a Cleveland Brown, as long as we get into the playoffs, I don't care how we get in.
Yeah, but if you lose this game, like they've made it easy for you, is my point.
They're not losing it. If they lose this game, they're just not very good. They're not losing this game. They're not going to lose. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're going to be smart about this. Whomever starts, they're not going to play the entirety of the game.
Right.
T.J. Watt will not play very much. Pouncey will not play very much. Cam Hayward will not play very much. If I'm Mike Tomlin, you just can't risk that. And so you already have a spot in the playoffs, and so that's what the Cleveland Browns are going to be facing. If you can't beat this Pittsburgh Steelers team with what I believe will be a lot of backups, you're going to get crushed in the playoffs anyway, and you don't deserve to make it. And so Cleveland Browns should win, and they should win handily if what I just said ends up happening Sunday.
All right, let's switch to the AFC. And we got a lot of what I call this is the Woolworths playoff run, the 5-10. They're 10-5 teams, actually. Tennessee, 10-5. Miami, 10-5. Baltimore, 10-5. The Browns, 10-5. And the Colts, 10-5. TJ, who won't make the playoffs out of those five teams?
So if I'm correct, only three of those five will be going. And when you look at it, the Colts, they blew it last week. They need help. They need the Browns to lose or the Ravens to lose.
But wait a minute. It's four teams. Five teams are fighting for four spots, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So only one won't make it.
It's going to be the Colts because they don't control their own destiny. Now, what they're hoping is that the Bills beat the Dolphins. The Bengals aren't going to upset the Ravens.
Right. We know that. That's another one. That's a lock of the week. I agree with you.
The Ravens are in. Now, the Titans could lose to the Texans, but I don't see – the Titans aren't very good on defense. They can't put pressure on a quarterback. They're not very good on third down, but they can score some points on offense. They do well on offense.
Do you think they bounce back after the 40-14 loss to the Packers? I mean, they look bad in that game. Is there a chance that they could lose again?
Yeah, they're playing a Houston Texans team that they're not playing for anything. The Texans aren't playing for anything. You heard J.J. Watt. Self-preservation at its finest when his speech. Nobody wants to play. So if they didn't want to play last Sunday, why would they want to play this Sunday? Because you got up and made that speech? There's going to be the same thing.
But the only thing, when you talk about the Texans, the last time they won was Thanksgiving, and then they lost to the Bengals. There's no way the Texans should be able to beat the Titans in this game.
The Texans will be competitive because they can score points, and the Titans don't have the best defense, but I believe the Titans are going to win.
Okay.
For me, the Colts are going to be on the outside looking, and they blew it last week when they had a 24-7 lead in the second half against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they let them come back, which was a shocker because the Colts have a very good defense. And so their best chance, if you're going to scoreboard watch and you're the Indianapolis Colts, it's one game you watch, and that's the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Will Buffalo sit players? You just don't know. You don't know because they can actually get the number two seed with a win.
That's huge. Why would you sit if you could get a chance to move up and get a better seed, right?
Because they assume, Rob, that the Steelers are going to lose to Cleveland because the Steelers are sitting players. And so you just don't know what's going to happen. But if my crystal ball, the Colts had that opportunity. They gave it up last week. And so I would say the Indianapolis Colts will be on the outside looking in saying, we blew it.
How about the Dolphins, though? Do you feel like if you're a Dolphins fan, are you a little like verklempt that it's just Tua really and Fitzmagic ain't there? You know what I mean? He has COVID, so he's out for the game. That if Tua struggles, you know what I mean? Like you might not be able to have somebody to throw in there to bail the team out.
Yeah, but this might relax Tua as well. He might just play freely because he knows if I play good, fantastic. If I play bad, fantastic, because I'm not going to get pulled. And so we possibly could see Alabama Tua. I doubt it because he hasn't played that freely and he doesn't have those type of weapons. But again, if Buffalo sits some guys, it can get interesting. If Buffalo plays their team, then I believe the Colts are going to get into the playoffs because Buffalo is going to beat the Miami Dolphins. But if Josh Allen doesn't play the full game and he pulls some of their veteran players, the Dolphins can win that game.
The Ravens have been impressive, TJ. I mean, when you think about where their offense was, and it was stinky in the middle of the season, you remember how bad it was. Now they've run off these four wins, and, you know, now they lead the NFL in point differential. They've been putting up like 40 points every week. I think once they get in, they could be a dangerous team in the AFC.
I believe it was December 8th. I'm just going off the top of my head right now. I believe it was December 8th when the Baltimore Ravens played the Dallas Cowboys. And they won that game. And since then, it's been a 4-game winning streak. No disrespect to my Bengals. It will be a 5-game winning streak after this Sunday. So they are hot.
First, I want to say you were right. December 8th. 34-17 over the Cowboys. So you
know. Yeah, I don't know how I remembered that, but I don't know why. But yeah. And so I believe it's going to be a 5-game winning streak. And so they are going in. The Baltimore Ravens are going into the playoffs hot. They're peaking and clicking at the right time. nobody wants to play them because they were everybody's prohibited Super Bowl favorite coming out of the AFC. And so you don't want to play the Baltimore Ravens. Going into the playoffs, five-game win streak?
Yep. Even though people are saying, well, they're beating tomato cans, pushovers, or whatever. What I like about it, TJ, because you can only play who's on the schedule in front of you, but what I like is that they're rolling over these teams. You know, they're not squeaking by bad teams. They're, like, putting their foot on their neck and snapping them right away, saying, like, you can't win. But the win against the Browns in Cleveland, where they had to come from behind because everybody said, Lamar Jackson, if Lamar Jackson falls behind, he can't come back and beat you. You remember that game? He came back and beat the Browns.
Lamar, the Ravens, they had the corona. If you just go to the two Steelers games, the first game was very tight. They have four turnovers and lose a close game. The second
they lost
game,
by four, right. You gave up the ball four times, and you only lost by four.
And then the second game, their entire team was out, and they almost beat him with RG3, who looked like he can't play anymore. And so just those two games alone, if you just give them one of them, they're in the playoffs now with a chance to be 12-4 with this week with one of those games that we just talked about. And so the Ravens haven't reached expectations because there were certain people that, oh, the Ravens could possibly go undefeated. And so
that was Colin, right? Colin thought they were going to go undefeated. I liked them, TJ. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. I did.
It's so hard to go into undefeated because you have to be laser focused all the time, but you're also playing teams that when they hear that you're going to get their best shot every single week, and it just didn't happen. But the Ravens are a team that I guarantee nobody wants to play because they play playoff football, run the ball, great defense.
No doubt about it. All right, coming up on the Dan Patrick Show, my favorite topic. I love Bruce Arians. He's putting a squeeze on Tom Brady. It's Super Bowl or bust for the Bucs. Are you buying that, TJ? He's saying if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, it's been a total failure in Tampa Bay. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. Do you buy into Bruce Arians? It is the Dan Patrick Show. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh filling in for Dan and the Danettes. Stick and stay.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.